If you're a paid tax preparer, your license to file is about to get a price check. Today, March 26, 2026, the IRS officially published a notice of proposed rulemaking, $10,876.73-$25, in the Federal Register, signaling an update to the IRS PTIN fees 2026. Whether you are a CPA, an enrolled agent, or a seasonal preparer, the cost of maintaining your preparer tax identification number, PTIN, is on the table for revision, and the IRS wants to hear from the professionals who keep the wheels of tax season turning. The proposed rule isn't just about a number, it's about the funding and administration of the IRS Return Preparer Program. This program is a critical line of defense against tax fraud and ensures that anyone charging a fee to prepare federal returns meets a baseline of professional accountability. The update to IRS PTIN fees 2026 aims to align the cost of the program with the actual expenses of compliance oversight and data security. For many, this is a routine part of the business, but for large firms with hundreds of preparers, even a slight adjustment can impact the bottom line of their professional overhead. The IRS is moving quickly on this. A public hearing is already scheduled for April 24, 2026, where industry leaders and individual preparers can voice their concerns. If you want to have a seat at the table, or at least submit a written outline of your testimony, you have until April 2, 2026, to make your move. As we look toward the 2027 filing cycle, these IRS PTIN fees 2026 will set the tone for professional standards and the barrier to entry for the tax preparation industry nationwide.